Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Is there anybody we can trust outside of Jesus Christ? I'm starting to think there isn't. Even the birds, apparently, we can't trust them. I know they might seem cute, like this little bird hanging outside our house, but that little bird might not be so innocent. But because this story is talking about a specific type of bird, that's where we're going to go. So it's the pigeons that we really have to watch out for. We've got to watch those pigeons. Indian police were quite suspicious of a pigeon that made its way to India. So much so that the little pigeon, you know, you might see the cute little bird outside your kitchen window in the tree and it's singing and you think it's lovely. Maybe not so lovely. At least they didn't think so. They locked the bird up for 8 months in bird prison. They were pretty sure it was a Chinese spy pigeon. And I'm not sure what happens once you end up in bird prison, what the interrogation is like, how they were coming to the conclusion that this was a Chinese spy pigeon. Maybe that came from a bird confession, not sure. But what they did discover, this was part of it. Somebody noticed that the pigeon had two rings tied to its legs with what looked like Chinese words, hence the Chinese spy pigeon. After months of investigation, they realized this was not a Chinese spy pigeon, but this pigeon was an open water racing bird. Oh, well, that explains everything. An open water racing bird, of course. And it had made its way from Taiwan all the way to India. So I have a lot of new questions now, but I guess the most important one is, if he's a open water racing bird, did he win the race? That's what I'd want to know. It's like a 10-hour flight by plane to get from Taiwan to India. I'd wonder what his time was. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode. Like the episode. All of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.